Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 9, 2020, Iowa Public Broadcasting Board Meeting, April 2020. The Iowa Public Broadcasting Board, IPBB, met on April 8, 2020 by conference call. Easements approval. The City of Johnston is working to develop a Pioneer Parkway walking trail, which will be constructed partly on land owned by Iowa PBS. The City of Johnston requested a temporary construction easement and easement for public access. The easements were reviewed by the Attorney General's office and includes language stating that Iowa PBS will still own the land and that the City of Johnston is fully responsible for the trail and maintenance of the trail. The easements were approved by the board. Federal funding in response to COVID-19. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will receive $75 million in emergency funds as part of federal legislation in response to COVID-19. The funding will be distributed to non-commercial TV and radio stations across the country with an emphasis on supporting rural stations that may be affected by a decline in public pledge and corporate sponsorship support. The formula for distribution of the emergency funding is pending, and Iowa PBS is waiting to know if it will receive any of the emergency funding based on its rural station classification. COVID-19 response and support. Governor Reynolds has asked Iowa PBS to provide the press coverage video of ongoing news conferences from the State Emergency Operations Center. Iowa PBS is also providing programming and support statewide. Several programs have begun production to historically document COVID-19 responses across the state. Multiple special informational programs have been aired and are available on iowapbs.org. Iowa PBS has provided multiple online educational resources, including the following: virtual learning for educational skills and activities, daily special programming for grades 6 through 12 in the subject areas of science, history, and English language arts, parent resources to use to talk with children about COVID-19. Information on healthy habits, educational games, and activities are also available. Educational activities and resources that are available to download and print at home. And at-home learning resources for families and children. Operation costs. As Iowa PBS provides programming support in response to COVID-19, identified unbudgeted costs, including purchased satellite time and increased staff and production costs, to provide daily programming. The next meeting of the IPBB is scheduled for Wednesday, June 24, 2020. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Laura Vargason, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-2249.